I'm gonna use that, I'm gonna come down, I'm gonna come back here and start the reading of the surveys myself, and then I'm gonna have Rogers do it, I think he's, I can't have Mr. have reasons I don't want it. But Rogers, I want you to call Rogers and tell him this is the biggest, and that the president feels he's the best man to do it, because he understands how to put things in a very simple political way. And we really gonna lay it in, knock the shit out of the back of this, but it has to be the political considerations again, and get again. No communist government in South Vietnam, we have a guarantee of return of our ceasefire, of our prisoners, there is a ceasefire.
No, but.
That of a, and that the McGovern program was one of abject surrender, in which there would be, our prisoners were left at the mercy of the North. I've said this about perhaps at least 100 times, Chuck, nobody seems to get it in their speeches. For Christ's sake, let's get it here, the ones, okay? I know you put it out, I won't do that.
No, no.
It's just bad.
Mr.
Hard done so.
I know.
Mr. Willis, the point here is not to breed these people, it's not to educate them.
No, don't.
Give them the line.
Give up the line, they.
No, I understand that, that what he's, he should be on, that he's.
Also, get the worst, I want you to review it again on a couple of pages, the worst McGovern, quotes McGovern. Let me explain, McGovern did come first, he did say we should crawl. Here's what McGovern said about it, here's what Stryker said, so that our people can go in and not cut land.
Here, sir.
I think we're gonna handle it all right. You're gonna find the press and the rest. Look, they're dying, the press is dying, they're just dying, and they, that's why they cry, they're trying to say that the Pennsylvania polls closed dramatically, well, 9 points, well, now Christ, so it's 9 points in Pennsylvania. 9 points is 500,000 votes.
But it is 9 points, so that's all right, even if it were.
I suppose it is. You know what this bitch is trying to do on Columbus, people think it's a political sound. Maybe that ain't too bad.
No, that,
it ain't too bad.
I can give you the explanation of that.
What is it?
Well, those people were all interviewed before the Kissinger briefing. They were selected undecided voters, people who had not expressed a choice of how to vote. After the Kissinger briefing, on Thursday night, Kincaid called each one of them back and said, you want to report it for ABC. Said, do you want to change your opinion? None of them said they did. And it's a shabby piece of journalism, which.
None of them said they did?
That's right. None of them said they wanted to change their opinion, which they had expressed earlier in the week, that if there is a piece, it's political. The reason for this is that I had Scally call last night. They were trying to find what the undecided mood was in Columbus. They picked voters who had not expressed a preference.
Right.
Previous to this week.
Right.
We know most of those are the
government. But, Harris knew when he got his poll,
or he knew when he got his poll. Well, I can read it because he's written his effects. Magnificent. It's the greatest I've ever written.
Great.
He's available to go on all three networks Tuesday night.
Go out and find one.
I really have great
control.
Yeah, did a good job of it. Sam, yesterday morning, so
I was kind of out of town. I was going to go to Washington.
Not a damn guy. Now, 13. There must be prepared. I've got to be hampered on this ground. Nobody else can know. I'm not going to shop. This kind of thing. But there must be prepared for distribution to all editors. Because this has no effect on the election. I just want to affect what people like Martin King make them. I mean, we got to get a white paper about where this stuff is. I mean, on, I need to do this. Does anybody not understand these things?
Yeah, we did right now. So, the Clintons put out a hell of a statement on that. We've mailed our app.
I, it's like an evergreen, because I know that I covered that at a press conference. I covered IGB in a press conference. Apparently, I know nothing about it. But the on the water, they just say that this, they're out of going in back and say they can't tie the White House in and so forth, but it's political operatives, et cetera. But what the hell is going to be done about this, Chuck? When are they going to get something out? What is the trouble?
These points, Mr. President, have been
wrong.
gut feeling. What we hear is...
What about one congregation? What about a very responsible editor like Martin Hayden getting into it and letting him write something with his colleagues? How about getting Paul Miller, the
manager,
to write to his colleagues?
Barron's is doing a front page.
Yeah, I was talking about that.
And we'll get a mailing out of the Barron's piece. But this has all been... What you're seeing is just the last night mud that they're slinging on all of these things. And this is the one place where they've had the help of the media. And they've had a hell of a ride on these that they very undeserved, as we know. And we'll...
The help of a little chunk of the establishment media that reaches a hell of a lot of people.
That's
they don't
right.
have the help of 90%.
No, hell no. I mean, that grain deal, Walter Cronkite ran a three-part 15-minute each night, 45 minutes on the grain deal, and hasn't affected
right.
the public one iota.
Aren't coming away from the grain deal. What about the Watergate thing up there running? They've ignored the thing. And also, when, for Christ's sakes, are we going to start to get across anything about getting McGovern to repudiate bombing, to repudiate the rats, or do you think that makes them harder?
No, I don't think that makes them
harder. They hammered that.
Dole was going to hit that tomorrow on Face the Nation. He hit it with a couple of releases this week, but I was amazed that played very heavily. He really did. I mean, he dug up stuff out of my government's background. I never thought they'd print, and they printed it all over the country.
Parting from his background, I'd like to get the fact that in this campaign, it wouldn't have occurred to either of you, but I remember 1960 when what Lost Texas was an insult to labor.
Yeah.
Now, it couldn't have occurred to either of you because you wouldn't understand this sort of thing. What I refuse is how they have heckled, how they tried to shout down Patricia when she was there, but that's much more important than shouting me down in the section. What I refuse was how the son of a bitch, tried to malign Mrs. Nixon, and shouted at Sanders when she's marching in the Polish parade. Does that occur to anybody?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we've made that point. We don't have the cooperation, unfortunately, of the media who will give us the benefit of it.
You understand? Use the names of that sort of junk.
Yes, sir.
Because that is pretty rough stuff.
Sure.
Now, they talk about what is the name of God that we do a Christian handle the library. But the point is, do they think these are accidents? The 250 students come to the goddamn thing and shout obscenities by accident.
But this is why.
They get a hold of the microphone at the Statue of Liberty by accident. Do they break $15,000 worth of windows in San Francisco by accident?
Well, the problem you got with that is, that in 1960, something like that was a shocking thing.
Yeah.
Today, something like that is exactly what's expected on both sides, and
well,
we aren't going to get the
but it's, but Mr. President, it also is a reason why the government is looking at 1/3 of the American people in the polls, because I think people see those long games shutting down, for sure, and they don't like it.
Give me the exact time of the broadcast. Is it 10:30 or 10:35? 10:30. Check again. 3 to 5 minutes after the half hour. I want to know exactly. I want to go over there and sit for 5 minutes. Okay. You see what I mean? Get out.
My walk over, we're going to call Senate and raise holy hell of the parameter of the
Just,